Dig.
Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Here's the top 5 things that we managed to get done on our morning show today. That morning show can be heard every weekday morning. Except this Friday. We're taking the third off. But every weekday morning.
Easy, what you promise.
You can hear the morning show at Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren.
And the podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open each and every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Let's get started with the top 5 things. Here's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Gwen Stefani, you're a menace.
You think so?
A menace, I think.
Why?
Something of a menace.
What makes you say that?
It's that thing she has glued to her forehead. Does she still have that glued to her forehead? Did she finally pry that off? Or did it finally fall off?
I think that fell off in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I read she was in the shower and she said she heard a noise and she looked and she's like, oh, it's that ridiculous thing I had glued to my face.
Oh, I guess I'll go solo now.
That's a sign.
The band is broken up. Are they together in any way, shape, or form?
No doubt.
Yes.
I don't think they're not together. They're on a hiatus.
Okay, so they've never really broken up?
I don't believe they have.
Okay.
They let her do her own thing.
You do your thing, and then when it's time to come home.
I think the three fellas are pretty content to sit around and collect the royalty checks.
Now, do they have a band when they're not, no doubt, with her? Are they like the Tom Tom Club or something?
There is something like that.
Yeah.
Tony and the rest of them are in a band, but the name escapes me. Okay. If anyone knows what we're talking about,
who is that?
The text line is 470-23-NACHO.
When they're a power trio.
Right. They do a thing that's...
Gwen's not here.
Gwen's not here. They play much smaller rooms without Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Right?
We travel in the van as opposed to the private jet when she's not here. We have a private van. Maybe that's the name of the band.
But the good news is we get to listen to whatever we want on the radio because she's not in the van. So we have that going for us.
Blake Shelton 24/7.
Yeah, what's that about? I don't God bless. Is it no, it's not. It's is it called Dream Car? No, that's not. That's a super group that has a couple of members of No Doubt in it. Is that what we're talking about? Dream Car? I'm getting texts here.
Maybe it is.
You guys know better than we do. The Mississippi Valley Fair making an announcement yesterday that they are going to...
That Pitbull will not be here.
None of them are coming
with
here.
His persona.
It is Dream Car, by the way. So that's the lead singer from AFI and then the band that is No Doubt.
Oh, that is a super group then.
Yeah, we play some of their stuff. I'll have to go look in the stacks and see if I can find some. The fair is going to happen, but there isn't going to be any of the grandstand stuff. None of those shows are going to happen. They want to keep the fair going for the tradition of it. So they will have all of the 4-H stuff and all of that and all the carnies. But the rest of it isn't. The big grandstand acts aren't happening.
So no need to get a fun book.
Well,
right? Because that's just to get access to the grandstand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, and that's, I know that their intention is to keep the fair happening.
Is that the middle of August? Is that the beginning of August? Yeah, is that the end of August?
It's the beginning of August, right? Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens there. We got a lot of life to live before we get to August, and there are a lot of variables that we just don't have any answers for, right?
Congratulations, everyone. It's the last day of June.
We do have that going for us, which is nice. I know you're upset because you were very much looking forward to Pitbull coming to town. And I think we were all, getting ready for Mr. Worldwide to be here.
It's one of those things where I found it hard to believe that would ever happen. Because Pitbull in Davenport, Mr. Worldwide,
that's right,
is Mr. 563.
Would he call himself that for the night?
He would have had to have.
Mr. 563, I would have gone nuts for that.
It would have been magic. It was just too good to be true.
We should have known that that's not the kind of nice thing that we can have.
I had a hard time believing it would ever happen and long before anything happened.
Well, you were right to not believe, as it turns
out. It's just too good.
Right. Well, it did take a global pandemic to keep Pitbull from performing for us.
Well, I knew it would be something.
Right? He's probably more bummed about not coming to the fair than anybody.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet it's consuming him this morning.
I bet.
Hey, Pitbull, why so glum?
Ah, oh, son of a gun.
Pitbull, you seem down. You want to talk about it, champ? What are you so upset about?
I think y'all having a good time out there.
I already spent the deposit.
There's a family in Phoenix that's in the news this morning. They love live music.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who are just live music people. I do a morning show with one of them. You love concerts.
I did.
You don't anymore.
Not like I did.
When did that change?
I don't know.
Is it because everybody has to film the concerts on their phones? Because that's what ruins concerts for me.
No, it's just that I've kind of... No, it's not that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of... Live music for me now is like golf. And I haven't golfed in 2 years.
Okay.
3 years.
All right.
4 years. Once I'm there, I love it. Mm-hmm. Getting me there is the thing.
When I first met you 20-some years ago... Live music was a necessary expense. I would say for you, that was probably one of the top things that you would spend money on.
Yeah.
Like housing, food,
right.
And concerts. Yeah. Probably in that order, yes. Right?
Once I was spending money on myself, yeah, that
right.
was absolutely the case. It
right.
just changes. You see everybody you've wanted to see. You just, you know, you're 20 years older, aren't you?
This family goes to concerts. This is in the Phoenix area. Jake Mosier is in the news. He says his family, they love shows. He says he's been to maybe like 130 concerts, and he just loves it. And they were so thrilled to get their tickets to the Celine Dion Courage World Tour. Show is supposed to happen in Phoenix in March. And his mom, when she heard Celine Dion was coming to Phoenix, mom said, "We are getting these tickets."
See, I didn't know that she toured. I thought she just did her thing in Las Vegas, and you come see me, and that's how it works.
It was the Courage World Tour. September 29th was the pre-sale for a concert that was supposed to happen on March 29th. Now, we all know that March 29th, 2020...
came and went.
...was not a date that anyone was doing live anything. Of course, you don't know that in September 29th, 2019. It makes total sense that Celine Dion's coming to Phoenix. Well, she didn't. They spent $4,600 on these Celine Dion tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the show got postponed.
Postponed, not canceled.
Right. Now, $4,600 is a lot of money.
It is.
And now they'd like that money back.
Sure.
And they're being told, because they use Ticketmaster along with StubHub, even though they did spend the extra money to get insurance for the tickets.
Right. The fact that it's a postponed show.
Nothing they can do.
Yeah. It's not canceled.
You get none of your money back until Celine Dion says, this isn't happening.
Would think that artists would start doing that.
Well, yeah. You've got all these people on the hook.
You've got all these people on the hook for all this money.
Right.
You don't really know when you're going to play again.
Right.
Why not cancel and say, we'll start from square one again at some point.
Well,
and here's your money back.
You don't do it because you want to keep that money. That's why.
But that's
I'm not saying it's right. Don't give me a look like I'm taking this family's money. He just gave me this look. If you're watching on the live stream, he just gave me this look. Oh, David.
You're disgusting.
Oh, you make me sick, David.
I'm going to throw up, David.
Dirty.
David, don't.
30,000.
Don't you do this, David.
30,000 events have been canceled or postponed, according to Ticketmaster.
Don't put me on that wall, David.
Congress is now asking Ticketmaster for some answers here, and the president of Ticketmaster writes, Ticketmaster, with the support of our clients, intends to honor our long-standing practice of allowing refunds on canceled or postponed shows. We are actively issuing refunds to every one of the purchasers of those events. Right. If it's canceled. Our policy is to provide a full refund with fees if an event is canceled. But Celine Dion's show is not canceled. It's postponed. And the event continues to be postponed. StubHub tells this guy, we're waiting to hear the next steps from the event organizers. Should the event be rescheduled, your tickets will be valid for that new date.
Well, now she's not getting money until she does the show, right?
I'm not sure how that works. Somebody's got this family.
I mean, because there's always the possibility you don't do the show. I mean, she could get sick at the last second. She could get hit by a bus.
Her own tour bus.
Her own tour bus.
She knows why.
And she knows why.
Yeah.
So there's always the possibility a show wouldn't happen. How could you possibly get paid before the show happens?
Well, this is what he's saying. He says the biggest frustrating part is this isn't their money. They're literally sitting on everybody's money.
That's
and
right.
Making interest off our money.
Well, there is that.
So Celine there's Dion that. Ain't getting the money.
Right.
And he doesn't have the money.
No,
it's just Ticketmaster taking all that money.
I get it.
And earning interest off it. And we wonder why Pearl Jam tried to warn us about these guys 25 years ago. So they get a local TV station there in Phoenix involved, which is sometimes the last recourse. And after that, they get to Arizona's Three on Your Side to start asking some questions. They just got an email from Ticketmaster saying your refund is being processed.
But you're the only ones.
Well, yeah, because you ratted on us to the TV station. They spent $4,600. They're going to get $3,700 back.
What?
Yeah, that's what the refund is. Well, we're giving you this money, but you're not getting all of it.
Not the service fees.
There's the service fees, exactly.
Not $900 worth of service fees.
Well, I mean, how many tickets are you buying? That's quite a few tickets for $4,700, right? Or $4,600. Probably bought it's almost a dozen tickets for a family. They were going to take the whole family. So let's say it's 11 tickets. The service fees on that, easily it'd be.
You know what I might be now at this
couple
point?
Because
I'm clearly not going to go, well, who knows when I'll go see shows.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see the shows like I used to. I might be a day of a ticket purchaser from now on.
That seems smart.
You know, just we'll wait and see what they've got.
So, what kind of deals you got?
What do you got? What's good today? What's fresh?
Any front row seats?
What do you got? What do you got to move? Did you open up some seats up front? I'll take them.
That is a way to get in. Like they usually have really good seats the day of because they have no idea what things are going to look like when they set up the seats. So if you wait till the day of, very often you can get incredible seats. You don't get them for next to nothing, though.
No, you don't.
It's not fish they got to move. It's tickets, right?
It's not fish that's turning a strange color. Oh, you can, you could still eat it.
Number two. Story here from New England that going to connect dots. It seems like anytime anything goofy happens, now everyone just wants to throw their hands up and go, well, that's 2020 for you. Right, like, crazy stuff happens all the time.
Sure, it does.
This isn't new.
Sure.
We've made a career out of talking about it in the morning and on podcast form.
Right.
But now it's like something weird happens and you go, well, that's how 2020 is that?
That's not an excuse.
This guy fell into an abyss below his New England home that's 177 years old.
He has an abyss?
Yeah.
What's that go for?
Well, that's not something, I mean...
I mean, we love the house and everything, but what's with the abyss?
Well, here's what we want. We want a big yard, we want an ensuite, and we'd like an abyss.
For
if
the
at
kids.
All possible.
The kids are going to need an abyss.
Well, I'm not going to be able to get them the abyss now with this problem that we have with the plumbing. Oh, you'll figure out a way. They're going to love it, not list it. This guy plummeted into the abyss below a New England home that dates back to 1843. Pulled from frigid well water over the weekend. This happened in Guilford, Connecticut,
When officers had to respond to this house, they learned that the resident had fallen through a section of wood flooring, tumbling 30 feet down into a well that had been covered up.
Yeah, that's an abyss.
So there was a well on the property. In 1981, they thought it'd be a good idea to put a room addition over the well. And then this person's walking around, falls through the floor.
And keeps going.
And falls 30 feet into the frigid well water below. Victim was treading water for nearly 25 minutes before firefighters descended. Can you imagine walking in your home?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know,
I'm in a well.
You hear a noise. You're falling 3 stories, mind you,
yeah,
into frigid temperature, and then you're just treading water.
Well, at least he knew the cops were coming. The emergency workers were coming. That's better than no one knows you're there.
This is
we had last year when we were trying to start the baseball season.
Yeah.
Of course, there was the flooding that was going on.
Darren last year was working for the River Bandits.
There was flooding going on, and Canadian Pacific, the railroad line, was moving the railroad tracks up. So at this point, this is where the team was going to have to go travel and start the season, 3 weeks on the road, whatever it was. They played like 22 games on the road to start the season.
Right.
Well, we had what they call the clubby, who is the clubhouse manager. He was going in to get stuff. And they had somehow dug a hole by the railroad tracks. And the waders on.
Yeah, right.
So he's going in there, and all of a sudden he hits this hole, and you're watching him, and the poor guy disappears. He disappears in the water. Into the abyss.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, here he is. He's walking along. Along the water, not realizing that there is a hole dug
right
as well, and he's just gone. Where'd he go?
So you
where'd he go?
You think you know where the ground is.
And then there's no ground.
That's going to keep me up at night. Just the thought of walking on what you think is ground
he thinks
or a floor.
He's taken the protection to keep himself dry.
Yeah, well.
Then it's like, I don't see him anymore.
When you're underwater.
So it happens, is all I'm saying, is that people meet the abyss from time to time.
The house was built. I'm reading here from the Guilford Police Department. It says the house was built in 1843, and the well was likely outside at the time. There was a renovation and an addition in 1981. The well was covered with simple wood flooring and no subfloor or well cap.
You don't
put a board over it. That's our floor.
You put flooring. You don't put a well cap on it?
Nope.
Ah, that's the next buyer's problem.
So, it gets better. The guy who fell through the floor into the center of the earth wasn't even the guy who lives there.
Great.
A new tenant was moving into the home, and this buddy was helping him move in. Oh, no.
Never, ever again.
The new tenant was, don't help your friends
never,
move.
Never. Because
that's never.
Even if they promise you Pizza Hut pizza, it's not worth it.
Pizza Hut pizza?
What? There's going to be a pizza party afterwards.
The new tenant was moving into the home, and a friend fell through the floor into the abyss of a 30-foot well, splashing into extremely cold water.
Yeah, I heard you were going to help Gary move the other day. How'd that go? I ended up in the abyss.
I had to be rescued.
What do you mean?
From the icy abyss.
In what way?
They called 911 for a fall victim, but this is not an ordinary fall. And the firefighter was there. They got in there after this guy was treading water for 25 minutes. And I have to imagine pitch darkness, right?
Sure.
30 feet below the surface of the earth, where the mole people live.
I think I stepped on one of them.
Says it's important to note that these older historical homes were not upgraded by current home. or by current code, it says here.
No, clearly not.
No, yeah, when you're not putting a well cap or a subfloor down.
Who was in the movie The Abyss?
I want to say Ed Harris.
Good call.
Yeah, I want to say...
might as well be.
Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio.
MD.
Is that a thing? I think that's it.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a James Cameron film, right?
I think so.
You know, it's critically underrated, that film.
Criminally underrated.
Mm. I don't know that criminals really should be reviewing movies.
Number three.
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 A massive ball of bees.
Cool.
I don't know that it's cool at all. They invaded a trampoline in a backyard. A ball.
Why don't you kids go out and play?
A ball made up of, Darren, 25,000 bees just showed up. Family was terrified, couldn't leave their home. The dad says there was a black cloud flying over their house, and they realized...
And then it lands on the trampoline.
Yeah. 25,000 bees invaded the kid's trampoline.
I wonder if they could pick up the trampoline and just take it with them.
Look at this. Look at that ball of bees. It's just a massive...
I think I could get rid of that.
You really do?
Yeah. I just poke it with a stick. I got some wall spray if you want it.
Dad, so sticky. 50-year-old dad says he heard an immense buzzing as 25,000 bees settled on the trampoline that they keep in the backyard.
Did you ever have a trampoline as a kid?
No. Did you?
No.
That's more of a recent thing that kids have trampolines in their backyards. That wasn't really a development when we were kids, right?
No, they
had... Did you know anyone that had a backyard trampoline?
No, they had them. But what's more of a new development is when I was a kid, back in the 70s and such, 70s, 80s, you didn't have the protection on the sides. It was just a trampoline.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't
trampolines didn't have... The thing that went all the way
around. So when you bounce off, you just fall on the ground?
When you bounce off at an angle, you end up in a hippo's mouth. That's right.
I can't say that I remember anyone in my block having a trampoline. That seems... like, did you live next to circus performers?
It was very extravagant. Why would
someone have a trampoline in their backyard?
They just did. People had trampolines.
People, so more than one.
Yes, families had trampolines with no protection.
This was not my experience growing up in the suburbs. Dad says the noise was so immense. I mean, imagine the noise a black cloud of 25,000 bees makes as they
doesn't
form.
Doesn't look like 25,000 to me.
Sure does to me. It's huge. They didn't dare go outside. They had to keep the dogs in. Dad says it was 24 hours of mayhem. I got back from work, walked up the garden, and I didn't even notice because they were all congregated. As soon as I walked in the house, there was panic. Flying around, just a massive ball of bees inside the trampoline. There must have been one queen inside the ball because there were so many of them. So the family locks themselves in the house with their two dogs, a cockapoo named Dougal, and Ayashapoo named Millie? What's Ayashapoo?
You just spray him with a hose.
I don't think that's a good idea. So they do what anyone would do.
Light it when on
there's
fire?
When there's a giant ball of bees invading your trampoline, they go online to see what do we do?
What do we do?
What do we do here? Mom says the weather was really nice. Sarah's the mom's name. She says the weather was really nice. My daughter wanted to play out. But we had to keep her inside with the dogs. Because Millie, the dog, is pregnant, so I was concerned for them. Holly is the daughter.
Now, how did Millie get pregnant?
A ball of horny bees, maybe? I don't know. Well, there's a boy dog in the house, too, a cockapoo, right? So I'm assuming... I don't know. I know you're not happy that they're... Sounds like they're breeding dogs, right? Maybe there was an accident.
Mm.
The responsible thing is to spay and neuter your pets.
Clearly.
Okay. We agree on that. That's not what the story's about. Could you just focus on the giant ball of bees?
I think I already have.
Wait a minute. Why is that dog pregnant? That's irresponsible. Yes, Darren, it is. I'm with you. Focus on the bees.
I am focused on the bees. I told you what I would do.
The
poke it with a stick.
The little girl wanted to go outside, and she didn't understand how serious it was. And she, the little girl's explaining to her parents, listen, they're not going to bother us if we don't bother them. It's a ball of 25,000 bees. They're already bothered. Posted photos on Facebook and were asking for advice, also asking for any beekeepers in the area to please come and take care of these. And the beekeepers did come, and they said, yeah, that's easily 25,000 bees.
How often are beekeepers called on emergency runs? That's got to happen from time to time.
Every once in a while, you just get a call.
On the bee phone?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm to the bee pole.
I know you're asking the question, why do I have two phones? This phone is for my personal use. This phone, I pray to God it never rings. This is the bee phone.
The bee phone here on my bee belt is going off. Now to the bee cave.
I'd love to have another drink, but I'm on call. You see, I'm something of a beekeeper, and I pray to God this phone never rings. If I have to do battle with a ball of 25,000 bees.
And then he take off in the bee-mobile that's license plate just says, honey.
Well, I mean, eventually the bees left, right? Because the kid's able to go enjoy the trampoline, but I don't know, man. Looks like a lot of damage that these things could do.
Too much damage.
Yeah, right? In the end, the Bee Association showed up, and they were happy to take the bees off of their hands.
The bee phone's ringing. Off to the honeycomb hideouts.
Yeah. It's not small. No.
Number four.
So I have a couple of revenge stories, and I want your help. Which of these is the best revenge story? It's a dish best served cold, right?
Now, we're not talking about revenge photos, or
no,
are we?
No.
Okay.
No, these are people acting spitefully.
Right.
And we like to celebrate spite on this show. Here's one. My neighbors are jerks. I don't know why, but they always complain when I cut my grass, because then their lawn looks terrible. Whenever I cut my grass, he feels forced to cut his. Okay, not my problem. But he just goes on and on. So now, I cut my grass every single day. If I don't have the time, sometimes I'll cut it the day after he finally cuts his, just to annoy him. The guy and his wife are so rude on a daily basis, and I know what I'm doing is passive-aggressive, but it's so satisfying. That's not bad.
Or if you can't get to it, you could hire someone out to do it. Hire a neighborhood kid when you can't get to it.
That's not bad. I found my ex cheated on me while I was away taking care of my dying grandmother. He was colorblind to reds and pinks. He also insisted that I do his laundry because I was better at it. So I took all of his white shirts.
The old you're better at it thing.
I took all his white shirts and washed them with a single red shirt of mine. He couldn't differentiate between the white and light pink. He probably deserved worse. Not bad. Here's one. At my old job, someone was opening my pay stubs every week in the inter-office mail stack.
Yeah.
I knew who it was, but I couldn't prove it. So I left a glitter bomb in the same type of envelope and left it with a stack of everyone's pay stubs before she got there. When I walked into work one day, there was pink glitter throughout the entire office because she couldn't get it cleaned up in time. I simply gave her a knowing look, and none of my things were ever touched again. My college roommate constantly stole my food, but would claim it spoiled, so she had to throw it out. One day I had a package of Oreos that I clumsily dropped on the floor, cleaned them up, and put them back in the package, knowing she would eat them. Sure enough, I came home from class to find my Oreos missing. Sweet revenge. I call them Florios, because they were on the floor.
I put a bomb in my Oreos. I took off both of her arms.
My boyfriend's...
Oh, the sweet revenge.
My boyfriend...
And half of her face. I'm serving time now.
The doctor told her she can never have children.
No.
Oh, my boyfriend's a musician and plays the guitar. Every time we get in an argument, I untune all of his guitars when he's not looking. Watching him have to tune his guitars again brings me so much joy. And then finally this one. The pettiest thing I ever did after a breakup was log into my ex's DVR account from my phone, delete all of her recorded shows and movies, and set it to record every ghost TV show and movie I could find. Then for a few weeks, I'd use my phone to turn on her TV at random times in the middle of the night and crank up the volume. She wasn't very tech savvy, so she didn't know I could do that. I later heard from a mutual friend that my ex thought that their house was haunted. It's pretty good.
My roommate used to wear my clothes. I hired a hitman.
Do any of these stand out to you as...
And had him assassinated at a local park.
In front of his family.
In front of his family. Yeah, some revenge is taken to a different level.
Who do you give the prize to here? Glitter bomb? Lawnmower? Florios? Do any of these stand out as particularly excellent revenge schemes?
I kind of like the lawnmower.
That was the favorite. All right. Like well, one. I mean, there's no real prize.
No, there's.
Thanks for playing along. Why don't we take a break here for the news?
I like the guy with the letter bomb.
But you made that up, though. That's not
right.
That's not a real. That wasn't a real story.
That's not a real thing.
Five.
That's five.
There are billboards that are put up as a public service, I'm assuming, and it's got cartoons. They look like little emojis almost. And on one side, it's a billboard. Now, cut that billboard right in half. So you've got like a blue square and a black square. On the blue square, it says text and then there's an emoji of two guys, and in between them is a barbershop pole. And then it says, on the other side, the black square, it says, just don't text and then there's an emoji of a car. So don't text and car, I think I understand the message there. You shouldn't be texting while you're driving your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all get behind that and agree that that's an important message.
Mm-hmm.
But the text and with the two guys and the barbershop pole, I don't understand what that means.
Don't text when you're getting your hair cut?
Well, they say text and, like you should. Like you should be texting while you get your hair cut. And I bet that's not something you should do. I'm guessing that that's something that your hairdresser would frown upon, right?
Do you mind if I do this as opposed to talking to you?
I need you to put your head up, sir. I need your head up, please. I can't cut your hair like this. I have read that one of the results of COVID-19 is there's less small talk when you get your hair cut. And I'm not hating that.
I don't hate that.
I'm not hating that, if I'm being honest. But the billboards, and they're only in the Illinois side. So I think it's a Rock Island County thing, or... I'm not sure. I have not seen these billboards on the Illinois side. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
But you're saying it's a barbershop pole.
Yes. It says text and then there's like a guy with white hair and a guy with crazy red hair. The red hair gentleman has a mustache for some reason.
It's Yosemite Sam.
It looks like a metrosexual Yosemite Sam, yeah? Like it's not quite...
I have not seen these.
They're confounding, and I don't know what the message is supposed to be. I don't know what...
Now, is it a barbershop, or is the pole referencing a polling...
Here it is.
A polling place.
Here it is. It is not a Rock Island thing. Apparently, this is an ad from the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. I'm going to show you this billboard, and tell me... I'll put this picture on our Facebook page, the Dave and Darren Facebook page. What does that mean? Now, if you're looking at the video feed right now, which is available at planet939.com, you'll see Darren's got a very confounded look on his face. The very same look that I have when I drive past this billboard. What does this mean? Text Ann, get your hair cut? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What's...
Does it have to rhyme with drive?
Text Ann... So the emojis maybe rhyme with drive?
I'm throwing that out there.
Okay.
Does it rhyme with drive?
I don't understand. If anyone has any idea what these billboards mean, it's a public service that's being provided. And I get the don't text and drive half of the billboard.
Yes.
But the urging to text while old man, barber pole, redheaded guy with a mustache, I don't know what that means.
They're pretty stylish.
Well, yeah, maybe they just got out of the barbershop.
Uh-huh.
But is one of the guys the bar... Like, I'm assuming the guy with the white hair is the barber, and the guy with the crazy hair, the red hair, is a client of his. Are they both barbers?
Wouldn't you guess that it rhymes with drive?
That hadn't occurred to me, Darren, but that makes sense, what you're saying. What you're saying makes a lot of sense.
But what word are we looking for?
That rhymes with drive and is about getting your hair cut? I'm puzzled. I'll put it on the Dave and Darren Facebook page. We'll also, of course, always look forward to your texts at 470-23-NOT-SHOW. Or you can call the studio, 309-434-5151, if you have any idea what I'm talking about. And if you've cracked the code, these are the sort of things that just bother me.
Drives you to madness?
Well, yeah. But not, I'm not texting and driving when I'm mad. I don't do either of those things. Why does the one guy look like Conan O'Brien, somebody texts? I don't know. And again, we posted a picture of this billboard that I'm only seeing it on the Illinois side of the Quad Cities right now. It says text and then there's two emoji gentlemen
and it is
separated by a barber
pole.
Well, right? That's what that is. That's a barbershop pole, right?
I think so, yeah.
And the guy has red hair but a black mustache. I don't know what's going on there.
I'll tell you what, that's a good look.
Is it red hair but a black mustache?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, just don't text and there's a car. So don't text and drive. That part of the billboard, that half of the billboard is very apparent.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what's going on there. But the text and these two emoji guys who are very stylish coming out of a barbershop, I don't understand. 563 texting in saying, maybe they're saying to text to make a haircut appointment. Why is that a PSA? Hey, make sure you text to get a haircut appointment. What? No. A lot of you are making the same joke about the barber pole, which I will not repeat here. But good for you. And then there's this, not related at all to the PSA, but a text from Brian. We were talking about trampolines. You were saying that
there were
trampolines in your neighborhood growing
up. Well, not necessarily my neighborhood, but people had trampolines in their backyard.
See, I feel like trampolines in backyards are something that's only happened in the last 10 or 15 years.
No, they had them. They just didn't have the protection around them.
Brian texts in and says, we had a trampoline growing up in the late 70s. Best death-defying entertainment we had growing up. No padding whatsoever. You could land between the springs get your skin and hair caught in the springs. You could get shot off by someone landing right before you.
That's right.
Launching you 10 to 15 feet into the air, and then you have to land on the ground. This is probably why my body aches now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, we just ran out of time. Those were the top five things. And it was brought to us, Aaron, by
our good friends at Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Nature's Treatment of Illinois' goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. Frequently asked questions are answered at the website, and that is easy enough. It's ntillinois.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, following us on social media, and generally just putting up with the two of us. Sincerely, thank you.
Some people won't.
No, most won't. You are special. Thank you for putting up with us and for supporting us and listening to us and having a good time, we hope, with us. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just...
want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!